Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take it out.
Gangster.
Introduce them to heaven.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track, though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do.
The things we do.
Uh-huh. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody.
Nobody. Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah, decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
The things we do.
Just to make it through.
Make it.
Yeah.
Ooh, but nobody.
Nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Man.
consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Bless the name. Hallelujah. And the Lord, we thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that was tuned in on tonight. This is, hallelujah, more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Pastor Preachers, is in the building. And you know, First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God. And we're going to get this Holy Ghost party started, hallelujah, with a word of prayer. Let's take it to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together on tonight. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for your holy presence being felt in a mighty way on tonight. We're asking you to move, Lord. Hallelujah, like you always move, but like you've never moved before. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we thank you that every time you move, hallelujah, it's like you've never moved before. And we thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We praise your holy name. Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and everything you're about to do. And Lord, we just want to love on you tonight. We want to let you know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you, how much we magnify you, how much we glorify you, how much you're worthy of the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just magnify and glorify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that's called in. Hallelujah, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah, on tonight. This is More Than an Hour of Power. I'm your host, Brother Andre Prevost. Bless the name of the Lord. Shout out to everybody out there on TikTok Live. We thank God for everybody. Hallelujah, on tonight. Glory, glory to the name, hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We want to do it a little differently, amen. If anybody has any testimonies or prayer requests at this time, hallelujah, amen, before we get into the word of God, if there's anybody that has a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, this would be the time to come forward, hallelujah, at this time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or prayer request out there online, don't hesitate, amen, to put it in the comments. And if you want to call in, hallelujah, and join us on the prayer line, hallelujah, we invite you to do so. The number to do that would be 848-220-3100. And the access code is 299-299. We encourage you to call in with us on tonight. If you do have a testimony, amen, or a prayer request, don't hesitate to put your prayer request in the comment box, amen, and we will put it on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. If there be no testimonies or prayer requests at this time, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to move forward with the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's everybody go to John chapter 6 tonight. John chapter 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about, hallelujah, amen, amen, the story we all know. Hallelujah. Jesus feeds the multitude. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Everybody's heard, hallelujah, this story. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if you ain't in church, praise God, you done heard about this story. I know because I used to play dominoes with people that ain't never been to church. And one thing they say when they call five was fish and bread. Hallelujah. Would keep a poor man fed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they got that, hallelujah, right off of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to start at verse 2, chapter 6, verse 2. May the Lord bless the word on tonight. It says, in a great multitude following.
Excuse me, Brother Andre,
what's that? We're in St. John chapter 6, verse 2.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. And it reads, oh, let me add, this is one of the few stories that's in every last gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the few stories that's in every last, hallelujah, of one of the four gospels. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Except the one in John gives us a detail that the other three don't give us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Starting at verse 2, it says, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come upon him. He said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this, he said, to prove him for himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, verse 9, there is a lad here which has five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so that the men sat down in a number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, to them that sat down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. We're going to stop right there. Hallelujah for right now. So what's happened, praise God? Amen. Back in verse 2, we learned that a great multitude then followed Jesus. Hallelujah, and they followed him because of the miracles, hallelujah, that he had done. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, praise God. So they're following Jesus only because of the miracles that they had seen him do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They seen him heal people that were diseased. In other words, they seen him heal sick folk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they came, amen, to see the miracles. They came to get a miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, amen, in this particular text, hallelujah, that Jesus lifted his eyes and saw a great company down in verse 5 and said to Philip, yes, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? In other words, where can we go? Hallelujah, to buy them some bread so they can eat. Hallelujah, amen. It's getting late. And when we go back to the other texts in the other Gospels, Mark, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, hallelujah, we learn that the day has gotten old. In other words, it's getting late. It's getting dark. And we learn that they are in a desolate place. Praise God. Desolate, amen. Meaning, hallelujah, amen, that there is a place of lack. Hallelujah. It ain't a lot. It ain't a lot there. Praise God. Amen. It's like being in the desert in the country somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. And you stranded. Hallelujah. Amen. And ain't no restaurants. Ain't no gas station. Ain't no stores. Ain't no nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in those texts, they offered an idea that they didn't put in John. Praise God. They said, why don't we send the people away? Hallelujah. Send them to the villages. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that they can go there and find them some meat and bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, no, we're going to feed them right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand, praise God, the text is talking about meat, hallelujah, and bread in the physical. Glory to God. And this ain't the main subject, by the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's talking about meat and bread in the physical. Praise God. But the Lord was telling me, amen, this is what happens, hallelujah, in the natural. Hallelujah. In the spiritual, glory to God. Well, what do you mean, Elder? Hallelujah, amen. People see the miracles that happen in places. And they go to that place, hallelujah, to get the miracles. Praise God. But when it's time to be fed, glory to God, hallelujah, they are sent somewhere else to be fed. What do you mean? You don't see it happening all around you? People go to the revivals. They go to the conferences. Glory to God, hallelujah, because they want to hear the prophet, hallelujah, speak. They want to hear the prophet prophesy. They want the pastor to lay hands on them. Hallelujah, amen. They want the apostle to hear them. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And a lot of these jackleg preachers out here, glory to God. I ain't saying no names, amen, but that's what they doing. You go in there to get the miracle. Hallelujah. And some of us, amen, you might be paying for the miracle. They got the $50 prayer line, the $20 prayer line, the $10 prayer line, all the way down to the dollar prayer line, because I want all your dollars. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you the miracle. Here the miracle go. Now you got your healing. Glory to God. Now you got your prosperity. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you got this. Now you got that. You got the prophecy you wanted. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to send you to somewhere else. Hallelujah. To get fed. I'm going to send you to somewhere else to get the bread of life. I'm going to send you to somewhere else to get the meat of the word. Hallelujah. Joel do it every Sunday. Every Sunday, Joel do it. If you listen to the end of the message, glory to God, if you listen to the whole message, it ain't but 23 and a half minutes long. Hallelujah. He get up there and he fill you, hallelujah, with encouragement. He fill you with inspiration. He tell you, amen, that God, amen, has forgiven you for your sin. He tell you that you need to move forward with your life. He tell you, amen, that God still wants to bless you. He still wants to prosper you, and he still wants to heal you. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then, praise God, all that's true. Let me just say that. I'm not downing the message. Everything he's saying is true, but he never tells you how to do what he's telling you you need to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He ain't telling you how to stop doing what you're feeling sorry about. He's telling you to get over it. Hallelujah. Yeah, I need to get over it, but I need to stop doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God want to prosper me, but before he prosper me, he got to get some things up out of me. See, I got to get these things out of me first. See, you done gave me, hallelujah, the encouragement, but then you turn around at the end of your message. You do not invite me to come to your church, Joe. You say, I hope that you get into a Bible-based church. Hallelujah. So you fill me up with the encouragement, and then you send me away to be fed with the bread of life and the meat of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God say, amen, it's time to make it a one-stop shop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you're supposed to come here and get healed. You're supposed to come here and get delivered. You're supposed to come here and get blessed. And you're supposed to come here and get the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You're supposed to be available all in one spot. The problem is, praise God, a lot of preachers are doing one thing and sending you away to somewhere else to get to everything else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And that's what they're doing, giving away the miracles where they're selling it. Even though the Bible says freely you have been given, freely you need to give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They selling it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then they turn around, praise God. Hallelujah. And send you somewhere else to get some real words. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you ever watched one of these prophets on TV? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And like I'm saying, hey, the word is true, but you're not telling me how to get to where I need to go. You're just telling me I can get there. You're giving me the encouragement, but I need the instruction. Glory to God. You're telling me I can get closer to God, but you're not telling me how. You're telling me I need to pray more, but you're not telling me how. Hallelujah, amen. You're telling me God, hallelujah, amen, wants to hear from me, but you're not telling me how to get in touch with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the text, let's get back to the text. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that wasn't the main subject. Praise God. God just showed me that in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. That people coming to get the blessing. Hallelujah. And they going somewhere else to get the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you got two people doing two different things, you don't know who to believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But watch this. Watch this. Glory to God. I want to take you back to verse 9. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, there was a need. Hallelujah. In the ministry, there was a need among the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, amen, I can supply that need, but I need something to work with. Who got something, hallelujah, I can work with so that we can supply this need? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's in verse 9 says, there was a lad here, hallelujah, that has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? So this little boy got his lunch. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Philip and Andrew, they done looked among everybody, and apparently he was the only one that came prepared. Glory to God. He was the only one that brought him something to eat. See, he knew where he was going. He knew he was going to a desolate place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he made sure he had him something to eat when he got there. Glory to God. Even though the other 5,000 men, not counting the women and the other women and children, hallelujah, amen, did not come prepared, he came prepared. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when God needed something, he was able to give God, hallelujah, what he needed, amen, in order to fulfill the need of the greater good. Hallelujah. Amen. See, understand, I want you to understand something about this little boy. This little boy could have went on about his business. He could have took his little lunch and ate and went home. It was enough for him. Glory to God. It was his lunch. Praise God. Hallelujah. All he had to do was eat and go home. But it was a need, hallelujah, that needed to be met among the people. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he realized, amen, that the need was bigger than he was. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, the problem is, this is the issue. See, we don't mind, hallelujah, helping. Praise God. If there's a need to be supplied, I will help supply that need. Glory to God. We don't mind helping. We say we children of the Most High God. Glory to God. We say, hallelujah, we're givers and blessed is the cheerful giver. Hallelujah. We love helping everybody out. Glory to God, hallelujah. But this is where the problem comes in. Hallelujah, amen. The Bible says in Matthew, Mark, hallelujah, and Luke, that he said, amen, praise God, sent them all down by twos. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, the men not counting the women and the children. Not counting the women and the children. That's important to know, because the person who had the answer to the solution would not be counted. Glory to God, hallelujah. He would not be, amen, critically acclaimed for the providing the fish and the bread. His name would not go down in the book. And a matter of fact, when they got ready to feed everybody, hallelujah, he wasn't even counted when they set everybody down. Hallelujah. It was 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So God said something to me. He said, do you think people, he said, this is the problem. Do you think people are willing to do what it takes to get the job done if they not counted? Hallelujah. Wow. See, people are talking about the church and what's wrong with the church, and they blaming the women preachers for what's wrong with the church, and they blaming for the pastors for what's wrong with the church. Praise God. They blaming everybody, hallelujah, for what's wrong, hallelujah, with the church. What's wrong with the church is the church is not a place where we come to be popular. It's not a place where we come to be famous. It's not a place where we come to receive notoriety. It is a place where we come, hallelujah, to make sure everybody else, hallelujah, eats. Hallelujah. Everybody else is receiving this word. Everybody else is getting blessed. Hallelujah. Everybody else has a personal relationship with God. Everybody's getting healed. Hallelujah. I don't need my name on the building. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This lad, they don't even got his name. They just call him a lad. This lad has what we need to supply the people. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now understand, hallelujah, amen. Somebody, a lot of us got what we have what it takes to supply the needs of the people. But if we can't get notoriety for it, we won't do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. This boy wasn't even fed first. Oh, Lord. Don't make me get into we want to be the first in line. Wait a minute, you mean to tell me I put this thing together and I got to eat last? Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm the one that supplied the need. Praise God, hallelujah. But God say, I'm looking for people today, amen, that's ready to supply the need of the people, hallelujah, amen, and sacrifice the notoriety and the fame. Hallelujah, praise God. What fame are you talking? It's just a little small church I go to, Elder. Hallelujah. But you want them people in that small church to know that you the one. How do we get this done? I did it. I'm the one did it. Glory to God. If they don't know I did it, I ain't going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then some of us feel a little salty. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why you need to read Psalms 1. Praise God. Some of us feel a little salty. Hallelujah, amen, and a little scornful. Hallelujah, amen. When we done something and we don't get the recognition that we feel we deserve. Glory to God, hallelujah. But the Bible clearly says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, praise God, hallelujah. But your problem is you want to be lifted up. Hallelujah, amen. Many of our problems is we want the notoriety. We want the fame. But God say, I'm looking for somebody with the heart of this lad. Hallelujah. I ain't even got to help you, first of all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got what I need. Hallelujah. But even though I got what I need, I see a bigger need among the people. Hallelujah. Praise God. How dare you sit there and eat while other people around you starve? Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know people go to hell for that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this boy said, amen, I got my lunch. This is all I got. Hallelujah. I don't know if this can help, but this is all I got. Glory to God. I'm not trying to get my name in the papers. I don't want my, hallelujah, amen, everybody to be just shout my name from the rooftops. I don't want no praise for it. Hallelujah, amen. I just want the people to be fed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But do we have that kind of heart, hallelujah, for the people? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing when we go to these churches, they raise the offering. They don't mind raising the offering for the church. They don't mind raising the offering, hallelujah, for the preacher or the pastor, whoever preached that day. Hallelujah. But the benevolent offering, that's the offering for people that need help. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the shortest offering in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because people don't have the heart to help other people. Hallelujah. As long as I got enough for me, you better go out there and send, hallelujah, for yourself. Hallelujah. And believe it or not, a lot of people are doing that with the word of God. A lot of people, amen, praise God, hallelujah, know, hallelujah, amen, the word, but they keep it to themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Why, praise God? Because I want to be the only preacher to know this. So when I preach it, hallelujah, amen, I'm going to come out so eloquent. I'm going to come out so profound. Hallelujah, amen. Y'all going to tell me, I ain't never heard it like that before, Elder. Elder, you just killed it today. Oh, I wanted to shout round that church. When did God give you that revelation? Glory to God. And then I'm going to lie and tell you all glory be to God. But I'm really thinking to myself, oh, yeah, I did that. Hallelujah, praise God. Acting like it's a contest. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, we got more caters and bars than the rappers do. Hallelujah, praise God. You might as well just start shouting from the pulpit, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Why? Because, amen, they're going after, amen, the name. Praise God. Some people couldn't make it in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. And your family told you you wouldn't be nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a lot of people hop into the ministry game. Hallelujah. To try to prove to somebody that I'm going to be somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that's why he said many on that day going to say, I did this and I did that. But he going to say, I didn't know you. Hallelujah. I was never, hallelujah, in an intimate relationship with you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I never called you. You called yourself. Everything you did to help anybody else, you only helped them to help yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You only helped them to help yourself. You only did it for the TV shot. You only did it, amen, praise God, so you can put the video on social media. You only did it, amen, to show out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't do it to help. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. You did it to get ahead. Hallelujah, you did it to come up. Praise God, you did it so your name would be in the streets. Praise God, hallelujah. Why? Because you want a name for yourself. I heard one person say, I'm trying to build a legacy. Hallelujah, praise God. God didn't tell you to build a legacy. He said, I want you to take the word and preach it. Hallelujah. Amen. From country to country. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From state to state. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to receive the power. Hallelujah. And you're going to tell the world about me. You're supposed to be repping Jesus, not yourself.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We need to be more like this lad. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And not worry about, amen, being counted. Not worry about being set down first. Not worry about what order is going to come back to me. Hallelujah. As long as I know everybody else get to eat too. Oh, glory to God. I don't care, hallelujah, what number I am in line. I don't care if I got a plaque on the wall. I don't care if you put the name of the building after me. Glory to God, hallelujah, as long as everybody else got to eat too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My name don't matter. Hallelujah. The only name that matters is Jesus, Yahshua, hallelujah, Jesus the Christ, whatever language you want to say it, hallelujah, we talking about the Son of God. We talking about God. We talking about Jesus, the only one that counts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God on today. Amen. And they didn't even count it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't even get the recognition. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't get to eat first. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are sacrifices that we're going to have to make. Hallelujah. If we're going to want to live for God. Because those are things that we wanted in the world. When we were in the world, we wanted to be noticed. Praise God. When we were in the world, we wanted the people to see what we was doing. Hallelujah. We wanted recognition on the job. I want that raise. I want that position. I want that promotion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But now, God say, amen, you in a position, amen, where you got to give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just the middleman. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. You just the middleman. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God, remember, amen, so some of us think we the one. I was talking to a brother online the other day. He thinks he the one. Hallelujah. I'm the one. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say, remember that prophet in the Bible? He said, Lord, am I the last one? And the Lord said, no, you ain't the last one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got thousands and thousands and thousands. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That have not bowed down to Baal. You ain't the only one.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you need to be like this child. He said, that's what Jesus told us a lot. You need to be like a child. You need to humble yourself. Glory to God. He told at one time he said, Father, I'm glad that you revealed all this to the babes and not the wise and the prudent. Glory to God. See, once you think you know everything, God can't tell you nothing.
Come on now.
He said, say that again. He said, once you think you know everything, he said, God can't tell you nothing. You can't receive new revelation because you think you know it all. Have you ever, amen, and I'm guilty, have you ever, preachers, glory to God, y'all ain't going to tell the truth, but preachers, you ever been hearing a preacher preach, and as soon as they read the scripture, you thought you knew what the sermon should be about? Hallelujah. This should be about this. I know it should be about this because I've been preached about this. Glory to God. And if it ain't about this, the preacher is wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because you blocked your mind off to receive any new revelation from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. They say a leopard can't change his spots. Glory to God, you can't teach a new old dog new trick just because they stubborn and hard-headed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can show them where it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God says, hallelujah, I am your teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, quit giving these people, hallelujah, authority over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Especially when you know the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know the truth? Praise God. But yet when you're in the presence of somebody with a title, hallelujah, praise God, you feel like you got to be subjective to the title when God says you have to be subjective to the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, your title, hallelujah, does not, amen, outweigh the truth. It does not cancel out the truth of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some people say, well, I'm just trying to be respectful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, if you deny me before man, when you get rid of that title, that's a man. When you get rid of that title, that's a woman. Either way you look at it, it's A-M-A-N. Hallelujah. But regardless of what the title is, hallelujah, at the end of the day, I cannot deny the word before you. Glory to God, because I don't want to get to heaven and have God deny me before his son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time, amen, praise God, hallelujah, for the men and women of God to stand on what's righteous. The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, after you put on the whole armor of God, then you are to do everything you can to stand. Hallelujah. You are to stand your ground on the word of God. Hallelujah. You know the truth. You stand on the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when the truth comes to pass, hallelujah, they're going to say she stood on the truth. He stood on the truth. They tried to tell me, but I would not listen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I ignored the truth because my pastor got a title. I ignored the truth, glory to God, because my bishop told me this. My evangelist said this, glory to God. I know what I read. Hallelujah. I know what God said. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what, hallelujah, did they say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did he say? What did the word say? It said it ain't going to come back void. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's like rain. And I'm getting ready to close it up, but the word of God is like rain. It's like water. Praise God. Hallelujah. It falls down to the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then, hallelujah, it evaporates back into the air. Hallelujah. Only to fall back down to the earth. Praise God. It just keeps going. It keeps recycling. It's a never-ending cycle. Glory to God. The word of God is a never-ending cycle. Glory to God. You just got to catch the flow. Hallelujah. 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 Bless God on tonight. Amen. So, amen, as we get ready to close it, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This lad took his lunch and fed many. He took something that was small and gave it to God. Hallelujah. He took something that was enough for him and gave it to God. Hallelujah. And God fed the people. And the lad didn't even get the recognition. The lad didn't even get the top seat. He didn't even get his name in the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And according to the custom, he was the last to be fed. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the season that God is looking, hallelujah, for people, amen, that ain't looking for the recognition. They're not looking for the notoriety. They just looking for the people to be fed. They just looking for the people to be filled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is looking for somebody tonight that's just looking out, hallelujah, for the people. That unselfishly, hallelujah, amen, praise God, that will humble themselves to make sure the needs of the people are met. Glory to God. Hallelujah. praise God, by trusting in God, that God can take what I got. Hallelujah. I just got, people telling me I need to go out and minister, but all I got is this little word. All I got is this one little word, glory to God. This the one little word gave me. God gave me. God say, give me that one little word. Hallelujah, praise God, and I'll feed multitudes with that one little word. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. God say, give it to me and watch what I can do with it. Hallelujah, praise God. Watch how I multiply it. Hallelujah. Watch how I supply the need of the people because of you. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And somebody might be thinking, I'm just not enough. Hallelujah. This little boy might have said, this is all I got. This ain't enough for everybody, though. Hallelujah. Even the disciples said, how are we going to feed everybody with this? Glory to God. But they trusted God. Hallelujah. See, the faith wasn't in them, and the faith wasn't in what they had. The faith is what God and what God can do with what they have. Glory to God. God will take what you have and multiply it. He will take the knowledge that you have and multiply the knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will fill you with so much wisdom and knowledge that you can't do nothing but talk all day. You ever meet one of them old people that talk all day just because God done overfilled them with they filled with it? That's all they can do is spit knowledge all day. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if you bring it to God, if you like the lead tonight and you're not worried about, hallelujah, I did this. Hallelujah, put my name on it. Praise God, put my signature on it. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you're not worried about your name, your recognition, your notoriety, and you just worried about the needs of the people, God say, bring me what you got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bring me what hallelujah. You got. Hallelujah. And when you bring me what you got, I'm going to multiply it. And then I'm going to put it back in your hands, and you're going to watch it multiply. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says he took it and he broke it and gave it to them, and they continued to break it. It continued to multiply. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God say, I'm getting ready to unlock. Oh, glory, because you were unselfish, because you looked out for the needs of the people instead of yourself. I'm about to unlock something that's on the inside of you that you did not know was there. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm about to unlock something. Hallelujah, amen, a gift. That's on the inside of you, a gift that you didn't know you had. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the gift, hallelujah, that stuff will begin to multiply in your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of your faithfulness, because of your humbleness, because of your selflessness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you can take our little and make it a lot. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you're about to multiply some things in our life. Lord, we thank you that you're taking what we got and making it a lot. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that our hearts are humble, that we are like the lad, that we are not concerned, hallelujah, about our name being glorified, but your name being glorified. For you are the Most High God. There is no God like you, none beside you, and there never will be. And we just want to praise your name. We just want to magnify your name. We just want to glorify your name on tonight. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That you are going to make us vessels to supply the need of the people. And we praise you. We magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on tonight that even though we wasn't counted. Hallelujah. Amen. The needs of the people are being met. Even though they counted us out, Hallelujah, amen. Even though they didn't count on you to make it, you're going to make it anyway. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We want to open up the phone lines. Praise God. If there's one on the phone lines tonight that have a testimony or a prayer request, praise God, hallelujah, a comment, amen, or a question, the phone lines are open. Praise God, hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody who has tuned in. We want to remind you on tomorrow night, we will be back online. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, is Wednesday night. So we will be online with the Commanding Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. And Apostle Elder Nate Curry will be bringing a word from the Lord on tomorrow night. So we invite you to call in and join us tomorrow night. Same time. Hallelujah. Same channel. Same station. Same page. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget, amen, out there on Blog Talk Radio, don't forget the Comedic Jewish Fellowship also has Morning Glory. Hallelujah. Every morning, praise God, hallelujah, at 6 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. 7 a.m. Midwest, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, glory to God, hallelujah. So we invite you to call in and tune in and be blessed with a word from the Lord, hallelujah, every morning with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship and Morning Glory. Praise God. We want to remind everybody that October the 7th, hallelujah, will be our Season 6 premiere. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. That will be our 708th episode, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, that we have been on Blog Talk Radio. But those of you that know, hallelujah, amen, way before we was on Blog Talk, we was just on the prayer lines, hallelujah, amen. So we just thank God for where he brought us from, and we thank God for where he's taken us to. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, amen, praise God. I thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Let me see who on tonight. Apostle, are you on tonight? Glory to God. Who on here, praise
yes,
God.
Yes, man, God, amen. Peace and blessings to you.
Amen, amen, man of God, amen. Peace and blessings to you as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you have any comments? Amen. I was going to ask you if you would give us the benediction on tonight, but if you have any comments, we'll take those also. Glory to God.
Amen. Just an awesome word, man of God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for his word on tonight through you. Amen. I'll go ahead and dismiss us out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you for what our ears have heard. We give you praise on tonight, Father. We thank you, and we give you praise as always, Father, for the awesomeness of your word. Father, bless your servant on tonight, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, God. Continue to anoint him, God.
Yes,
Lord. He may stay and do what you want him to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we're not in it for the recognition of fame, name,
yes,
or power. Lord,
yes,
God, because all power belongs to you.
Yes.
And it's your name that we need you about. So we thank you on tonight, God, and we give you praise and glory, Lord, for what you're doing in our life, Lord. Continue, Lord, to bless us. Continue, Lord God, to use us as your mouthpiece, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that we count it a privilege, Lord God, that you would even choose us, God, to,
yes,
be your mouthpiece. We thank you, Lord God. Let us not be ashamed. But you said that if we be ashamed of you, that you will,
yes,
be ashamed of us up there in heaven. So we give you praise and glory for all things, Lord. And continue, Lord, to bless us until the next time, Lord, that you decide to choose us to use us, we will give your name the glory. We thank you for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout of glory. Somebody give God the
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. I turn it back over to your hands, Elder. Amen. Peace and prosperity, man of God.
Amen. Peace and prosperity to you as well, man of God, as well. Amen. On behalf of everybody on tonight, don't forget, amen, tomorrow night, Apostle Curry will be bringing forth a dynamic word as usual. Hallelujah. On tomorrow night, so make sure y'all tune in. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour of Power. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory because of who